This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the free edition of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. It's the 18th of July, 2013. Estáis escuchando Coffee Break Spanish. We're back with another episode of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. I'm Mark, and I'm your teacher and the host for the show. Hace calor y hace sol aquí en Escocia esta semana. It is indeed a warm summer, so we have a summary question from Alba. ¿Qué es para ti el verano? JP and Ayeli answer a tough question about when to use the perfect or imperfect subjunctive, and I'm off to the Dominican Republic for a virtual tour with Fernanda. All this and more in this week's episode of
Coffee Break Español.
Como siempre, vamos a empezar la revista con las entrevistas en la calle con Alba. Bueno, Alba, cuéntanos cuál es la pregunta de hoy.
Hola, chicos y chicas. Nuestra pregunta de hoy es, ¿qué es para ti el verano?
This week's question is a straightforward one. ¿Qué es para ti el verano? What is, for you, the summer? And this is a structure that we've seen before. For example, ¿qué es para ti un buen profesor? What is a good teacher for you? What makes a good teacher? So here, what does summer mean to you?
Alegría.
Calor.
Alegría.
Gente, playa.
Vacaciones.
Un tiempo libre donde poder ir a la playa y jugar con mis amigos o primos.
El verano, vacaciones, salir, estar al aire libre y playa.
El verano es playa, es un lugar soleado, es estar con tus amigos, es tomarte una copa frente al mar.
So, a straightforward question and some straightforward answers this week. As usual, we'll have a listen to the interviews in greater detail and we'll talk about the words and phrases used. In the first couple of answers, you'll hear the word alegría, happiness. Have a listen.
Alegría.
Calor.
Alegría.
Gente, playa.
Vacaciones.
So, in addition to alegría, we had gente, people, playa, and you'll hear that mentioned a few times, the beach, vacaciones, holidays, or vacations, and calor, heat. Let's move on now, and we'll take a listen to our next answer.
Un tiempo libre donde puedo ir a la playa y jugar con mis amigos o primos.
So this younger interviewee said that it's un tiempo libre, a period of free time, donde puedo ir a la playa. So it's a period of free time when I can go to the beach. Now she said, ¿dónde? And of course, ¿dónde literally means where? But it works in this case, a period of time when or where I can go to the beach. She could also have said, en el cual, in which. Es un tiempo libre en el cual puedo ir a la playa con mis amigos, with my friends, o mis primos. Mis primos are my cousins. Let's go on and listen to the next answer for the question, ¿qué es para ti el verano?
El verano, vacaciones, salir, estar al aire libre y playa.
So another answer mentioning la playa, the beach. She said vacaciones, estar al aire libre, being out in the open air. And the other word that she mentioned was salir, going out. So she likes to go out, go to the beach and be in the open air during the summer. And our final answer now, have a listen.
El verano es playa, es un lugar soleado, es estar con tus amigos, es tomarte una copa frente al mar.
Another answer mentioning playa. She said, el verano es playa, es un lugar soleado, it's a sunny place. Es estar con tus amigos, it's being with your friends, es tomarte una copa frente al mar. It's having a drink opposite the sea, literally, at the seaside. Okay, it's time now to have another listen through to our answers for this week. And hopefully this time you'll understand every word.
¿Qué es para ti el verano?
Alegría.
Calor.
Alegría.
Gente, playa.
Vacaciones.
Un tiempo libre donde puedo ir a la playa y jugar con mis amigos o primos.
El verano, vacaciones, salir, estar al aire libre y playa.
El verano es playa, es un lugar soleado, es estar con tus amigos, es tomarte una copa frente al mar.
En resumen, Marc, el verano es felicidad. Volvemos al estudio contigo.
Muchas gracias, Alba. Vamos a seguir con la segunda parte de la revista y vamos a saludar a Fernanda. Hola, Fernanda.
Hola, Marc. ¿Cómo te va?
Muy bien. ¿Y a ti?
Muy bien, como siempre.
Si me recuerdo bien, esta semana vamos a visitar República Dominicana, ¿verdad?
Sí, para allá nos vamos.
¿Qué lugar vamos a visitar?
Nos vamos a la hermosa Punta Cana.
Qué bien, qué bien. Pues cuéntanos.
Bueno, lo primero que tenemos que destacar de República Dominicana es su importancia histórica para todo el continente americano. ¿Sabes por qué, Marc?
¿Tendrá que ver con el descubrimiento de América, quizás?
Sí, muy bien. El 5 de diciembre de 1492, Colón llegó a las costas de las islas de la Antilla y la llamaron la Española. Y esta isla es parte de República Dominicana. Y bueno, Colón y toda su tripulación hicieron una ciudad en el lugar que es hoy Santo Domingo.
Muy importante entonces.
Sí, mucho.
¿Qué podemos hacer en Punta Cana?
Bueno, Punta Cana es conocida por todas sus playas de ensueño. Todas las playas tienen arena blanca, miles de palmas de coco y en el mar hay una barrera natural de coral que cubre toda la zona costera.
Muy bien.
Sí. Bueno, Punta Cana es un lugar hermoso para que te relajes y disfrutes también del sol y la playa.
¿Sabes? Suena como de película.
Sí, si ves las fotos son de película. Bueno, en Punta Cana también se pueden hacer muchas otras actividades y visitar otros lugares también. Por ejemplo, si te gusta el mar, tienes que hacer un tour en barco y ese tour te lleva por el Caribe a ver delfines y ballenas.
Ay, ¡qué bonito!
Sí, también no te puedes perder ir a la playa Bávaro. Esta playa fue declarada por la UNESCO una de las mejores playas del mundo. Allí puedes aprovechar de hacer buceo, snorkel, parafly o navegar en catamarán.
Eso para los más aventureros, ¿no?
Sí. Bueno, también para los aventureros, en este caso, hay una excursión al estilo safari por la isla. ¿Sí? Este tour te lleva a recorrer toda la isla y también de paso aprendes sobre la cultura y la historia. Y también te van a llevar a lugares típicos a comer. ¿Sí? Ahora, como yo sé que tú eres amante de la cultura y de toda la historia, tengo algo especial para ti, Mar.
¿Un lugar especial para mí?
Sí, mira, como ya te había dicho, está cerca de la ciudad de Santo Domingo, que fue la primera ciudad de las Américas. Entonces, al visitar la ciudad, puedes tomar un tour o visitarlo a pie y recorrer todos los lugares coloniales. Lo primero que tienes que hacer es ver la casa que construyó Cristóbal Colón y también visitar el faro conmemorativo en su nombre. También, bueno, tienes que visitar todos los mercados típicos dominicanos de la ciudad, en donde la gente todavía hace trueque y gangas.
¿Trueque y gangas?
Sí, bueno, el trueque es lo que se hacía hace muchos años cuando no había dinero, cuando la gente intercambiaba una cosa por otra.
Ojalá hicieran eso en más lugares.
Sí, sí.
¿Y las gangas?
Bueno, las gangas es lo mismo que decir ofertas. Tú sabes cómo nos gustan a nosotros las ofertas.
Pues sí, a mí también me gustan mucho. Bueno, después de haber escuchado sobre tantos lugares bonitos en Punta Cana, ¿a qué ciudad nos vamos la próxima semana?
La semana que viene nos vamos a La Habana, Cuba.
Oh, Cuba. Muy interesante. Entonces, muchas gracias por todo, Fernanda. Nos vemos la próxima semana.
Adiós, Mar.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. From the Dominican Republic, we are now heading to Seattle, where we'll join JP and Nayeli, who have an interesting question this week. Quite a tricky one. I think that's right, JP.
Thanks, Mark. Nayeli and I are here. Hola, Nayeli.
Hola, JP.
And we have a question from Christy. Take it away, Nayeli.
She wants to know the difference between the imperfect subjunctive versus pretérito perfecto.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'll give you the example of the imperfect subjunctive first. Es una lástima que Susana dejara los estudios el mes pasado.
Okay, that was the imperfect subjunctive.
And then the second sentence, me da mucha pena que Susana haya dejado este trabajo.
Okay.
So, JP, can you explain that to Christy and our other listeners?
I can, but I'm going to have to explain it two different ways, Christy. I hope you understand. First of all, I'll explain it the way any normal Spanish speaker would explain it to you by saying, it's the same thing. It doesn't really matter. You can use either one.
Right, because I could say dejara or haya dejado. It means the same thing.
It
they
means
left.
The same thing, right. Now I'm going to answer you as a Spanish teacher, as a professional Spanish teacher. And I don't want it to come off sounding too strong, but the standard explanation that I would give is to use the pretérito perfecto del subjuntivo. In other words, haya dejado. Es una lástima que Susana haya dejado. And the reason why is because in standard Spanish, we use the pretérito perfecto del subjuntivo when the verb in the independent clause is in the present. And since the verb in the independent clause is es una lástima que, then we'll use the pretérito perfecto haya dejado. If that independent clause had been in the past, like, for example, if I'd said, fue una lástima, then I would end it with, que Susana dejara sus estudios. How do you feel
beautiful.
About that?
Beautiful. And how do I feel about that? I just have to say that if that did not make sense, they do need to contact us again, and we will redo this all over again with different sentences and other verbs.
But the good news, though, Nayeli, is that when you're speaking normally, Spanish speakers usually don't care about that, right?
No, because
you can go either way with that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll understand.
Exactly. So this is just for your Spanish class. If you're doing it for your Spanish teacher, if you want to be impressive, if you want to stay in the safe zone, use the pretérito perfecto del subjuntivo with the independent clause whose action is in the present. But if that action is in the past, then you should use the imperfecto del subjuntivo. Whew. I'm sweating, Nayeli.
I'm sweating just listening to the whole explanation. But
the good news is that you can use either one in regular Spanish.
Correct.
Okay. So, Christy, I hope that answers your question, and good luck with that Spanish class. You can find our email address at qnaspanish.com, or you can find us on Facebook, of course. All right, so back to Mark?
Yes, let's go back to Mark.
Pues muchas gracias, JP. Muchas gracias, Nayeli. And thanks indeed to our whole team for bringing this episode together. We'll be back again soon with another episode of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine, and we hope that you've enjoyed this one and that you found it useful and interesting. In the meantime, feel free to go over to Facebook, where the conversations continue with our community. And if you have any experience of the Dominican Republic, or indeed if you just want to post some photos of your summer holidays, of you enjoying Coffee Break Spanish wherever you are, then please do post them on the Facebook group. Bueno, muchas gracias a todos, como siempre, y hasta la próxima.
Coffee Break Español!
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.